This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to a podcast of Sci-Fi and Scream on Joy 94.9. Australia's only LGBTI program focused on the horror and sci-fi community.
Hi, I'm Jennifer Kent, writer and director of The Babadook, and you're listening to Sci-Fi and Scream on Joy 94.9. Hang on, I'm going to do that again.
Okay? Okay. Cool.
All right. Hi, I'm Jennifer Kent, writer and director of The Babadook, and you're listening to Sci-Fi and Scream on Joy 94.9.
Is there is something in the air that's changing people.
I need you to get me to Bulla Bulla.
Why? To get his sister.
You get to see what the adults do after dark.
Oi! Can we come inside? There's fucking zombies everywhere!
Yeah, okay.
She can control zombies!
We need fuel.
There's no way that could work.
There's one way to find out.
We need to armor up. Big time.
Ready?
Born ready.
Come on, you dead bastard!
Tell me where she is.
This truck runs on zombies. No zombies, no truck.
It's about the survival of the human fucking race, mate.
Hold on! Come on, you zombie!
You want a zombie? I'll get you a zombie. What?
Round them or throw them?
Throw them.
I'm actually in, I'm out at the beach at Bondi Beach. It's,
oh, okay. Nice.
Yeah, it's 30 degrees here
wow.
in Sydney, and so it's definitely beach weather. I'm making use of it.
That's very nice. Cool. Yeah. All right. So very exciting. Great news for you. A night of horror coming up next weekend.
Yeah.
International Film Festival, of course, and in Sydney. Lucky Sydney. We need something of that equivalent, I think.
Yeah, it's amazing. I think it's going to be really awesome. I'm very excited about it, actually. It's so good to have horror films and genre festivals happening here in Sydney because I think it's so huge all over the world, and we've got so many fans here in Australia, and it's just so nice to have it on our own turf.
Yeah, very exciting. Of course, being international, and there's some great some great people going to be there, including yourself. So I'll just do a should have done the intro first, but I'll just do an intro about you. Obviously, what I do know.
I know some stuff.
You know some stuff. Good. Good. We'll get somewhere then. All right, so I'll just do that intro. This is Sonia for Sci-Fi and Squeam on Joy 94.9, and we have the excellent privilege and pleasure to speak to the wonderful Bianca Brady over there at Bondi Beach, enjoying the surf and the sand, speaking to us today about Wormwood, about the future for herself, and of course, the wonderful A Night of Horror International Film Fest in Sydney. Mm-hmm. On the 26th.
Right.
Yay. Hi.
Yeah. Hi. How are you?
Good. So people know
you. Super excited.
Yeah, I bet. So people do know you, of course, the breakout role, the one and only, the movie Wormwood, you know.
Wormwood. Road of the Dead. That's right. It's, Australian indie zombie horror film just kind of took the world by storm almost. It kind of came out of nowhere. I think we were shooting it in our spare time on the weekends. Just by ourselves, and it's amazing that people love it and they really identify with it, and they've gotten so excited about it. It's just, you know, you never know if anyone's ever going to see it, but it's so amazing that it hit its mark and people, it really resonated with them. And
yeah,
we're just so happy, so proud of it.
Yeah, no, I mean, it just took off, didn't it? Really, that got that DIY and just became international sensation as well, and put you there on the map.
It's just so rough and ready and raw, and like it's just
zombie apocalypse.
It's so Australian. It's just so dirty, and it's got the Aussie humour in there, and it's, it just sort of says everything that is Australia almost. It is definitely sort of the modern Mad Max style.
Yeah. I mean, and after, of course, recently with the new Mad Max Fury Road, you know, it would sit quite nicely with it, actually.
Yeah, it was all good timing, I think. It was just the right time for it to come out as well. And it's just so great that the rest of the world gets the Aussie humour as well. You know, you never know if they're going to understand all of our jokes, but they just took it and ran with it. The Americans and the Canadians and the UK, like, it's Europe, they just loved it. It's so nice to get something so truly Aussie out there.
Yeah, true. Now, for the, of course, for the A Night of Horror Film Fest, what are you doing there? I mean, not what are you doing there, but what are you? Why are you there?
I'm gonna go there and I'm gonna watch some films.
So
I'm in A Night of Horror, Volume 1, which is sort of an anthology. Enzo Tedeschi put together. It's 9 short films from around the world. They're amazing filmmakers from all over, and he sort of compiled it into this anthology together and put it with one through line, which is our story. So we shot that, and then he put it all together, and it's the premiere of it on the 26th of November at the Dendy in Newtown. I've been seeing little clips of it and went in and did some ADR, and it looks so cool, and I cannot wait to see all the short films as well that are in it. Some of the filmmakers are so talented. They're definitely like the new up and coming filmmakers for the genre.
Yeah, it's great to have genre there, and there's going to be a woman represented there too. Director Rebecca Thompson from Tasmania is going to be there. She's done really well with I Am Undone, and it's just good to see.
Yeah, I love female filmmakers, obviously. I'm so supportive of fellow women getting out there and directing and writing and making and producing, and I think we need more women content.
Yeah.
I think it's great to have it represented a bit more.
Yeah. Well, I mean, for yourself, it's I don't know if the word nicer is the right word, but it's perhaps something more an understanding, I guess.
It's so nice to have our voice heard because, you know, I love working with really talented male directors. You know, Enzo is phenomenal and Kia from Wormwood was amazing, but it is just so nice to have our voice represented out there and get our point of view, and I think we just have we're coming from a different point and we've got different stories to tell, and it's so nice to see both sides now.
Yes. Now, just something a little bit different from the genre that we're talking about, I believe you're going to be in a queer film, or you have been working on a queer.
I'm working on it's a web series.
It's
a lesbian web series. We film it here in Sydney. It's sort of based in the Newtown area. Mm-hmm. It's called Starting From Now. We've done the first three seasons, and they're like, it's like an online hit. We've had 19 million views, I think.
Cool.
Wow. It's like the Australian L word, I guess. We kind of, no one was telling the story, and so the writer director Julie Kassel came along and went, I want to tell my stories. And it's just, it's a drama about women, and they just happen to be lesbian, though. So it's not, it isn't, she's not telling it as a lesbian story. It's just that she wanted to tell stories that she can identify with. And I think the good thing is that I've got a lot of, you know, straight female friends and even like straight male friends who, once they watch the series, they really love it as well.
That's great.
I think it sort of transcends,
Yeah, yes. I've got some straight friends too, and yeah, it's really, they're really great to have.
They're you know, they're occasionally good.
They're okay, yeah.
Yeah, they're all right.
They're all right.
But yeah, we've just finished shooting season 4 and 5 back to back, actually, so that's going to be coming out early next year. Yeah.
Very busy, very busy person. Any more genre that's coming up, any horror or sci-fi or anything like that you can talk about?
Yeah, I did just finish shooting Shayna Bess's Science Fiction Volume 1 for SFV 1.
Mm-hmm.
That was shooting here in Sydney, and it stars Dan McPherson, Isabel Lucas, Luke Ford, Kellan Lutz, those shots and stuff on that. It's a sci-fi. It's going to be amazing. It's phenomenal. He's a great director as well, really visionary.
Yeah. Cool.
So that's going to be coming out next year.
Oh, so you're going to be a scream queen, do you think? This is what's developing?
Yeah, I've just kind of fallen into that genre. And I'm a huge sci-fi fan as well. And I love horror films, but they actually scare the hell out of me. Right, I sit there with like my hands over my eyes, squinting at it. But I have to watch them.
Can't look away, that type of thing.
No, you have to see it, yeah.
Yeah.
I've got to see it. Like all the really scary films, like, Hostel, I think, was my favourite of all of them.
Right.
So psychologically wrong.
It is, isn't it? Yeah. Did you see It Follows?
No, I haven't seen it yet because I'm so scared that it's so scary.
It's a hard one because you don't want to look, but you open your fingers and you go, oh, okay, I'll look around the cinema and hopefully no one will catch my eye.
I really want to see it because it's had such amazing reviews.
Yeah,
I think
pretty fun.
Because it came out for the same time as Wormwood did, and so they're out there together in the world. It's nice.
Yeah, yeah. It's been a great year, the last year, for horror genre. Fantastic.
It's so good, and especially, I think, even just Australian indie genre films as well, they're hitting their mark, and, like, The Babadook was
that did
amazing.
So well.
It was just phenomenal.
Yeah, brilliant. Real psychological thriller there. So brilliant.
Yeah. I love them. I love those ones where you cannot stop thinking about it afterwards. You're like, oh my God, what? I'm so much better with that stuff than just like blood and gore, I think.
Yeah, some splatter. I mean, it's quite funny, but it does get... have you seen Deafgasm? That's just silly, but brilliantly silly.
No, is it good?
Deaf by Dildo was the words that come up into my mind.
Oh my God, amazing.
You have to see it. It's just ridiculously funny.
I saw Nina Forever, and that was great. I really loved it. Have you seen it?
No, I haven't.
It's an English film by the Blaine brothers, and I loved it. They were amazing. Great performances, and really psychologically wrong.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah. Another one I suggest is Life After Beth.
I really want to see that. It's on my
very funny
list, actually. Yeah, I need to see that too.
When you get time, because it sounds like you're really busy. And so,
Nice to be busy. Busy is good.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, it keeps the vampires from the door or something. All right. Well, I'm going to have to let you go. You go back to the beach and enjoy your day off or whatever you're doing.
Sit in the sunshine.
Yeah. Yep. Okay, cool. But before I do let you go there, Bianca, I wonder if you could do, Bianca Brady, I wonder if you could do a little station ID. Sorry, Melbourne weather. It affects me here. obviously, your name, Bianca Brady, and you're listening to Sci-Fi and Scream on Joy 94.9. Is that okay?
What was the Sci-Fi and Scream?
Scream, actually. Scream like in squeamish, like stomach turning. Scream, yeah.
Great.
Cool.
On Joy FM. Have you? All right, cool.
It.
I'll do it.
Yep.
Hi, this is Bianca Brady, and you're listening to Sci-Fi and Scream on Joy FM.
Thank you. That's great. Thanks, Bianca Brady, for talking to us on Sci-Fi and Scream. Good luck with everything.
Thanks for having me.
And enjoy your
absolute joy.
Yeah, and thank you. And enjoy your new title as Australia's Scream Queen.
I love that title. It's awesome. I'll take it. Thank you so
cool.
much.
Thank
it's
you.
So good.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Quartz. Quartzine. Quartzine, Queer Art Scene, is a free digital and print zine initiative to showcase and promote LGBTIQ visual arts, comics, cartooning, and writing talent. So from prose to poems to print to pencil, that's Quartzine. And we need your help. You can submit your work to us at quartz@outlook.com.au. You have until November 27, 2015. Submit now. Find us on Facebook. Quartz. Quartzine.
The Queer Art Scene.
You've been listening to a podcast of Sci-Fi and Scream on Joy 94.9. Check out joy.org.au/sci-fi-and-scream for more.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.